Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Head Boys Wrestling Coach Chan Beeman, Humboldt Wrestlers Tice Clarkin and Brody Hendricks, Humboldt Head Girls Wrestling Coach Andy Newell, and Humboldt Wrestlers Danica Diedrich and Brooklyn Robinson. The Humboldt Wildcats boys wrestling team took fourth at the 2025 North Central Conference Tournament for boys wrestling a week ago in Algona. I sat down with Beeman after the tournament to discuss the team's performance.
I still thought it was a good effort. You know, obviously tough tournament here today. A little disappointed in a few weight classes, but our kids competed hard, and even though we're light-handed, I mean, everybody's dealing with the sickness and injuries and things like that at this point in the season, and so that's nothing new.
And then coach, two champions.
Both those guys, I think, I don't know if I've ever had that happen where Tice, he got his pin in 22 seconds and then Brody turns around and gets his championship in 21 seconds. Those are quick falls, but when those guys get after it and get to an upper body lock, they like to let it fly.
And then a few guys getting second place here, still being in those championship matches here.
I mean, I can't say enough about the strength of our conference. And so we thought we could get anywhere from 5 to 7 guys in the final. And, on paper, and we just wanted to compete, close the gap on, you know, some of these losses that we took earlier in the season, and it was just another opportunity today to get us ready for the postseason.
What was the message post-tournament here to the team?
We just got to keep getting better. We're still making some little mistakes. I think we're competing harder, but we've got those margin of error for mistakes, you know, as you get closer to the postseason, get smaller and smaller, and so we still got time to eliminate a few things.
Thank you for taking some time here post-tournament. I look forward to seeing this team as they continue to work towards regionals.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the coverage.
The Humboldt boys also went 3-0 in non-conference duels on Thursday in Gilbert against Perry, West Marshall, and Gilbert. Beeman on the team's performance.
What was most important tonight is all three of these teams are in our district. We've seen West Marshall in a tournament earlier this year, but we hadn't seen Perry, we hadn't seen Gilbert, and so it was really important to get all three of these duels in tonight just from that standpoint that we get to see them at districts.
And that second one against West Marshall, ranked here in the top rankings. First, Tice Clarkin on his back three times and then able to battle his way back.
Yeah, Tice will be the first one to admit that wasn't, you know, obviously his best match. But I'm not taking anything away from that kid either. That kid's tough. I mean, to be able to put Tice in those positions, you're pretty tough. But it was nice to see him battle back, because I mean, that's a perfect opportunity where kids are giving up that many points that they go and give up, and he kept battling and kind of reset, and he found an opening and put the kid down.
And then it comes down to Aiden Fiango in that last weight class to be able to get the pin there. What'd you see from him?
Yeah, no, that was sweet. We knew we were going to need Aiden. We're going to have to lean on him a lot tonight. And so glad to see him finish up that duel. And it's kind of exciting to come down. I hope that he enjoyed that, the duel coming down to him being the deciding factor. But that was pretty cool to get that fall and then lock up the dual win there. And we had to do kind of a little messing around with our lineup just due to sickness and illness and some injuries. So proud of the kids' effort. We still we keep finding things that we got to keep getting better at, though. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
And then Jason Mejia gets his first win of this season at the varsity level. Just your thoughts for his performance here tonight.
No, very, very proud of Jason. He's a senior this year. He's only really been with the program 1 year. You know, he saw a need. You know, we just don't have depth in the upper weights. And just due to sickness, we were going to need to slide somebody around. And, you know, just talked about it in practice. He was excited about the opportunity. And then goes and gets a pin and almost got another one tonight. So appreciated his contributions tonight. But that's kind of what we expect from all of our kids, that when their name's called, they step up and produce.
Back in action coming up on Saturday, another tournament to get ready.
Yeah, it's just kind of our last opportunity to, you know, kind of fine tune before regional duels and the whole state tournament series. And so we'll take some extra kids down there and run some other kids through our lineup and probably use 18 to 20 different kids throughout the day and hopefully get out of there healthy and be ready to go on Tuesday.
Schedule comes out Tuesday, 8th. team, last team to be able to host, and you're going to face off against Clarion or Hampton Dumont Cal. Just thoughts on the draw and the NCC regional duel that's going to be on Tuesday.
I think it's a fair draw. I mean, I think all three teams feel like they can beat one another. The unfortunate thing is that, you know, I really think that we should be having, you know, three, potentially four teams representing down there at the state duels, and it's just unfortunate that three of us are together in a regional. You know, like I said, any one of the teams could win that on Tuesday, and it's just going to be hoopy prayers, and it's kind of on fire that night. So it should be an exciting night. I know we have basketball games going on that night, but we really hope for a big crowd.
Appreciate it, Coach, and best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Humboldt senior boys wrestler Tice Clark and wrapped up a 2025 NCC title at 138 with a pin in 22 seconds over Hampton Dumont Cal's Brody Strother. Clarkin won his NCC title exactly 40 years after his uncle Tom Clarkin won the same title at 138 in 1985. I caught up with Clarkin after clinching the conference title.
I had a great mindset going into it. I knew what I needed to do, and I knew what I can do, so I just made it happen as fast as I could.
And, you know, we've seen pictures, we've seen social media, the mustache, the new stash you're rocking. I mean, has he brought you a little bit of good luck here? Obviously, looks like it.
Definitely a confidence boost when I got everybody saying something about it, but kind of hold myself to another standard with it since more people are expecting more.
Being an NCC champion in your senior year, what's it mean to you?
Great accomplishment. I've been trying to get it done the last 3 years, so I'm happy to be able to do it this year. 40 years ago today, my uncle actually wanted it 138, so it's pretty cool, special to me.
Was your uncle here today? You hear from your uncle about it?
No, I talked to him on the phone earlier. He wasn't able to be here, but yeah, I called him earlier.
That's awesome. You guys obviously got team duels coming up here.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we wrestle how we're capable, we can get down there and we can wrestle really well with everybody. I mean, I still believe at our full potential, we're one of the best teams in the state, so I'd just like to make it happen.
For you, goal, one final ride down to the well?
Yeah, I want more than last year, though.
What's it like, you know, final year wrestling? How are you able to kind of keep it out of your mind? This is the last ride for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been in the back of my head the whole time, but you know, I've been doing it a long time, so I'm just making the most of it. Senior year, letting it fly.
Best of luck coming up with everything rest of the way postseason-wise, Tice.
Thank you very much.
Humboldt sophomore Brody Hendricks won the 2025 NCC title at 190 with a pin in 21 seconds over Alcona's Brody Shipler. The title makes Hendricks a two-time NCC champion as he won as a freshman at 165 in the 2024 tournament. I caught up with Hendricks after winning his second consecutive conference title.
Really, it was just all mental. Just I knew from the start, I wrestled the kid twice this year, I believe. Pinned him both times, so I knew either it was going to be a tech or a pin. And I just had to go out there and let it fly.
Now, Brody, for you, back-to-back times being an NCC champion, is this just part of the checklist for you, you know, now being 2 years in?
My goal for the NCC tournament is to come out a four-timer now that I can't do it in state or whatever. I mean, I can always make it a three-time state or be a three-time state champ, but I mean, four-time NCC champ is a pretty darn good thing. There's only been, what, 12 or 13? Only a select few, so.
Obviously, coming off of a state runner-up appearance last year, what was the message in the offseason for yourself, starting at the beginning of the year, the goal to be able to be a state champion this year?
It was really just about working harder than I did last year. I mean, I worked my butt off last year, but I put in the extra little bit this year and still will be all the way up to state, whether how good I feel or what's banged up or anything. And my partners are pushing me and just all a big long chain. So
be at 190. Have you had to change your technique at all? Working a lot more weight this year?
I tried to change how I wrestled and it obviously didn't go the way I wanted it to. And we decided my club practice that I'd be better off just to wrestle like I did last year, just wrestle like a small guy and burn the corner on these bigger guys and yeah, just wrestle like I'm 106 pounds. So.
Well, Brody, appreciate you joining us here and congratulations on another NCC title and best of luck coming up.
Thank you.
A Humboldt Wildcats girls wrestling team competed at the 2025 Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Region 4 State Qualifier in Class 1A at Osage on Friday, sending two wrestlers to the state tournament. tournament next week at Extreme Arena in Coralville. I sat down with Newell after the tournament to discuss the team's performance.
Really happy with how the girls wrestled today. We went out, we competed. I challenged the girls yesterday in practice to be confident, right? That's one of the things that they have been struggling with is that mental side of it. So I challenged them all to wrestle confident, and I promised them that good things would happen. And that is what happened. The ones that were confident went out there, took care of business, and they got some wins for us. So really happy with how they wrestled. Glad to get two through. Super tough regional. I mean, you look up and down all of the weights, and we knew that we were in a battle in every single weight.
Brooklyn finally gets that regional championship here in her senior year. Just your thoughts on her performance and getting a pin in the final in less than a minute.
I talked to her this week at practice about how she kind of had a letdown last weekend at Mason City, and then I challenged her. I said, hey, you're not going to get the seed you want, and we knew that going into it. So I said, hey, you got to go out there and you got to prove to everyone that you deserve to be that one seed in the first place. And she did. She went out there. She took care of business. Every single match, she stepped up and she wrestled her butt off. She wrestled smart. She wrestled hard, and she got the results she wanted.
And then she also picks up her 100th career win. First Humboldt girls wrestler to do that in program history. What comes to mind thinking of Brooklyn Robinson's career?
You know, as a freshman, she broke her ankle. And at that point in time, I'm not sure she thought she was going to be able to ever wrestle again. She was wrestling up a weight class, wrestled a girl that was quite a bit heavier than her. Girl landed on her ankle, pushed herself to come back. And then the struggles, you know, battling last year, battling the year before. And so I'm really happy for her. She's kind of setting the bar high for the rest of the girls, you know, coming behind her. She's at 102 now for wins. I'm excited to see how many she can rack up down at state meet.
And then Danica Diedrich able to battle her way back after falling in that first place matchup. We saw quite a range of emotions post-match, have to get ready to go again in that wrestle back. What was said to her to transition to that wrestle back?
You know, I took her out into the hallway and I kind of challenged her a little bit. I said, hey, you know, you didn't get the results you wanted, but at the same time, you've got to be able to forget about that, right? You got to flush it and move forward, because the only thing that matters is your next match. And she responded, and I challenged her. I kept talking to her about, hey, you have to focus on what you're good at. And she goes out, she hits a slick takedown right away, goes to work right on top, and she gets the job done. And I'm really happy for her, and I couldn't be more proud of the fact that she responded to the adversity like that. And I told her afterwards, I said, hey, you had that little bit of a letdown here today, but that's okay. It's better to get it out of the way now than it is down at state.
With the individual almost wrapping up, majority of the team wrapped up individual, just the thoughts on the team this year as you wrapped up the regular season.
We knew this year was going to be a kind of a rebuilding year, more or less, because we were so young. The majority of the team was either first-year kids or freshmen, and so that's a big ask to have these girls step into varsity competition in a tough schedule, and they responded really well. I am so happy for these girls. They've done the right things all year long, and I'm excited to hear them talking about, you know, what are we going to do with this offseason already. So that's exciting for me.
Tough scene there with Lena Detman going down with the injury, having to medical forfeit out the rest of the way. Can you provide any update as far as that and just situation?
You know, she injured her elbow. I knew right away that it wasn't good. So I got out there, helped her out as much as I could in that moment. Her parents let me know that they went over to Mason City, got into the ER over there. They were able to take some x-rays and get everything figured out, and she's on her way to recovery right now. So that's good.
And what'd you tell the team, you know, after kind of a traumatic experience to see one of their teammates have to be helped off like that?
You know, we talk about it, you know, with EC Olson at Fort Dodge. She went down with an injury there at Fort Dodge, injured her back, had to go off on a stretcher. So we've been through it before, and I reminded them, hey, we are stronger together, right? We pray for them, we get them going, and then we have to keep pushing forward.
What are things going to look like for your two wrestlers in Danica and in Brooklyn as you get ready for Thursday?
The big thing is, you know, kind of keep the status quo on Monday. We're going to come in, we're going to get right back to work. We can't have any off days. Monday, we're going to come in, get to work, normal practice for those two. Going to have some good practice partners in there for them, get them different looks. Going to kind of work on some of the things that we need to really focus on, especially with Danica and Brooklyn. You know, we kind of both hang our head a little bit there. So if we can stop stop doing that, and I'm going to have the girls kind of focus on that this week. And then from there, Tuesday, normal practice. Wednesday night, we'll head down just to get down there and see it all. And they've both been there before, but I think it's important to get down there, check out the venue again on Wednesday night. We're able to stay in a hotel, so I'm really thankful for that. And we're going to go down. We're going to go and watch some 2A wrestling in the morning. Then we're going to go weigh in and get after it.
And, Coach, as you mentioned, 2A wrestling in the morning, 1A in the afternoon. Two classes this year. Just are you excited about the opportunity of seeing now classes featured in girls wrestling at the state level?
The state needs to work on some things. That's pretty obvious. And all of the coaches here, you know, we kind of talked about that today. And the referees talked about it in our seating meeting about how, you know, this was kind of a mini state tournament. And so we knew that coming in. And so hopefully the state gets it figured out where they kind of make things a little bit more equitable across. But I think it's good for the girls to have that opportunity. I'd love to see them go out to 24 qualifiers rather than just a 16.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time with us and congratulations. And we'll see you coming up on Thursday at Extreme Arena in Coralville.
Thanks, Matt.
Humboldt sophomore Danica Diedrich punched her ticket to the state tournament for a second consecutive year after getting a win in the second-place match at 170. I sat down with Diedrich Friday to discuss the achievement.
I'm just really happy that I've had everybody behind me. I have to thank my family, specifically my little brother Jared. He's always Matt's side of me. My coaches, my teammates, they're just the best I could ask for. And this year, I'm hoping to have a better turnout. Last year, I went 0-2. So as long as I can, like, score a couple points, I'll be happy about that.
You got to that first place matchup, ended up having to go back to the wrestle back. Quick change of emotions. What was running through your mind after you realized, okay, I got one more match, I got to go wrestle?
I don't know. I wasn't too happy about it, but I'd pinned the girl before, and I was just kind of like thinking, like, okay, last practice didn't go too hot. That match didn't go too hot, but I can come back from it. Like, I just need to stay on top of my mental game, and then I'll be A-okay.
And then after you were able to get it done there in the wrestle back, just what was going through your mind when you're realizing I'm going back now my sophomore year to Coralville?
Thank goodness. I didn't want to leave Brooklyn alone. That'd be rough, not having a warm-up partner. But I'm really happy to miss some more school. But
40-win season for you, following up your freshman year, pretty solid sophomore campaign. Did you kind of have an inkling that you were going to have the success you were here in your sophomore year?
I had no idea until, like, I started getting going. Pretty early in the season, I took a rough loss, but I came back and beat her in the same tournament. And then as the season progressed, I realized, wait, I'm a completely different wrestler than last season. Like, last season was kind of a mental battle because I had a pretty big injury. But this season, I was just kind of like, all right, we're just going to roll with it. I have nothing to lose. Like, step on that line and give it my all.
0-2 last year. You're trying to get a win at state this year. What's the mentality going into Thursday?
Kick some butt. Just go in it with a fresh mindset. Like, I'm a different wrestler from last year. If I see a girl that I've already seen this season, she's probably going to be a different wrestler. So just have to go into it and come out aggressive. Need to take some more shots, up my defense, and then along for the ride.
To go with Brooklyn again, back-to-back years, what does that mean to you?
Hopefully it'll go better, because last time we both forgot toothpaste, and we didn't realize until after our curfew, so we were running around trying to, like, find out if we could buy toothpaste, and then we finally had to admit it to Andy and Jen that we didn't have toothpaste, and it was really embarrassing. So as long as we remember all of our stuff.
But to get the chance to wrestle down there is going to be pretty cool with her?
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's just going to be, like, I don't know, it's just going to be really fun. I have a good feeling about it.
Any final thoughts from tonight?
I wish that I had more of the team coming with me, but we have a pretty young lineup, and I'm really proud of how all the girls have, like, progressed through the season. You can just see the difference in their mental game, physical, like, offense, defense, every aspect. Everybody has gotten better.
Well, Danica, congratulations, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you very much.
Humboldt senior Brooklyn Robinson is headed back to the state tournament for a third consecutive year after winning the regional title at 235 for the first time in her career. I caught up with Robinson Friday to discuss the seniors' performance.
It means a lot. Every year that we've had regionals, I've always gotten second. It's always fell short for one thing, and I think it was usually my mindset. So much of wrestling is about believing that you can do it, and for longest time, I think I put the pressure on, like, what other people are thinking of me and what other people are expecting, and I had all of their expectations on me. But this year, it's senior year. I know what I'm doing after all of this. This doesn't affect me in the long run. It's doing this for fun because this is a sport I love, and I went out and did that, and I proved to myself that I can get out of my own head and that I'm doing this for myself. And to be able to do that just as, like, a mental victory is, like, the biggest thing to me.
Your first win here tonight, you're the first Humboldt girl to reach 100 career wins. What was that milestone mean to you?
It means so much about the sport in general and how it's grown. When I started wrestling, I was on a co-ed boys team, and some people thought it was weird and everyone had their own opinion on it. And as time has progressed, it's been accepted and it's grown so, so much. And I'm so glad to be able to be a part of that. And all of these different milestones that I've been hitting to break even more barriers every time, like to know that I was able to do that for other people to go forth and break more boundaries. It's just amazing that I was able to contribute that to my school and to the sport.
Less than a minute to get the pin in the finals against the top seed. Just take me through your mindset going in, and then when you hear that whistle go off that you are a regional champion.
My mindset today was like toxic positivity. I had a bad weekend last week. I wasn't feeling well or whatever. So I knew going in that some girls had a target on my back and thought they could beat me because they saw how I wrestled then. And I know that's not the wrestler I am, and that every match I'm going to go out and wrestle my hardest. And I feel I really did that. I've just been really happy, and going out there and knowing win or lose, I tried my best was the most important aspect to me. And I did that and got me the win.
And then last year at the end of the state tournament, I know you wanted the goal to get back here. It was a rough exit for you, but to have a chance now senior year, what's the mentality going back Thursday at Coralville, one last ride?
Most of it's about proving it to myself, just like I did today. So much of wrestling, again, mental, and at the beginning of high school, my freshman year, I was so gone there. And for like younger me looking back up to me now, it would just be amazing, because I know that if that's how I feel about my wrestling career in high school, that's setting the idea for the other girls at Humboldt, the other girls who wrestle, who might look up to me and say, hey, it may have been here, but I got to here. And that's just awesome. I'm glad I'm able to be a part of this.
Any final thoughts from tonight?
I proved to myself what I needed to prove to myself today. I proved to anybody who ever thought me wrong, who was out there, who I am. And I'm going to continue to be who I am and wrestle the way I do. And hopefully that I can do that at state and show up for that. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations, Brooklyn, on another visit to the state tournament. Best of luck coming up next week.
Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.